Welcome to Lansing Next on TalkLansing.net. It's the show that focuses on the people, issues, and events affecting Lansing's next generation. I'm Julie Lynn Gibbons.
And I'm Daniel J. Hogan. Each week, we're excited about highlighting the best that Lansing has to offer, be it the people to know, places to go, or the latest tech.
And each week, you can count on us to bring you an hour-long show packed with the very best that Lansing has to offer. Lansing Next begins now. Welcome back to Lansing Next on TalkLansing.net. This is Julie Lynn Gibbons.
And I'm Daniel J. Hogan.
And happy St. Patty's Day.
Oh my God.
I said I wasn't going to do
it. My Irish half just died on the inside.
It's a good day for celebrating.
Yeah, it is.
And do you have a good morning.
Oh, top of the morning to your last.
Well, that was
is that what you want to hear? Are you happy now?
I was trying to say you have your green on.
I do.
And I have my green on.
I have a plethora of green on.
I'm only looking at the top part and you look green.
So. Oh, if you only knew.
La, la, la. Anyways, so are you excited for today?
I'm always excited for today. This is a holy day or something.
Have you started drinking?
Well, it's 11 o'clock in the morning.
According to the Irish, it is never too early to drink.
Well, you know, as the great Saint Jimmy Buffett said, it's 5 o'clock somewhere.
Well, you know, Lansing Breakfast Club was this morning.
It was.
Did you go?
Yes.
Yes.
It was so good, I had to think about it. Is that Brannigan
you
Brothers?
Sure you didn't have any beer, green beer this morning, or green eggs and ham?
Unless someone poured it in my oatmeal or something.
Ugh, that sounds disgusting.
I know people who've done such a thing. I knew a guy once, he told me once, he's like, so what I do sometimes is I put beer in my Wheaties. I'm like, oh God, what's wrong with you?
That sounds disgusting.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
I don't hang out with him anymore.
Good call. So in honor of St. Patty's Day, what are you doing today?
Celebrating my proud Irish heritage.
By? Drinking responsibly.
Being responsible.
Good man.
And going home to watch The Quiet Man with John Wayne. When he goes back to Ireland, he punches people in the face.
Are you serious?
Maybe.
No. You gotta go out.
I know. I'm going out.
Okay.
But I will probably take some time to maybe watch Miller's Crossing, which is a Coen Brothers movie about Irish mob stuff and like the 30s or so.
You want to know what one of my favorite Irish movies is?
No.
Or movies with Irish things in it? Ladies?
Do tell.
Ladies know what I'm talking about. P.S. I love you. O.M.G. Cried at the book. I bawled through the entire movie. And there's some brilliant Irish men in it. And some good Irish music.
Okay, I was going to say, what does this have to do with...
No, part of it takes place in Ireland.
It's about an
Irish guy.
Okay. So speaking of Irish guys, that's a bad segue. Speaking of Irish stuff,
yes,
I went to the Grand Ledge St. Patrick's Day Parade on Saturday.
How was it?
It was.
Did you bring out your shamrocks?
Yes, it was. It would have been more fun had the weather cooperated.
Was it? Oh, I wasn't here.
That's right.
It chilly?
Well, it was similar to Seattle here. It was like overcast and chilly and drizzly and you know. We've had better weather in the past.
Yeah.
Full disclosure, my uncle kind of helped set it up, him and some of his friends. So.
Yeah. Excellent.
So.
Did you bring your lucky charms?
You're asking me if I brought my girlfriend?
No, your lucky charms.
My cereal?
Are you
making like a racial slur?
No. God. Dan, it's a funny joke. Ha ha.
Get it? Funny, but
lucky charms.
Okay,
never
mind. God.
Moving on.
Who are you? I don't even know you anymore.
Well, I'm going to go out later tonight. I've got some stuff to do, but
that's a first.
Sorry. I'm the old spinster that sits at home. I'm going to go out tonight. I will not be drinking green beer cuz you know, I don't do it. But I will be partaking in festivities and being responsible.
You'll be drinking green gin.
Ooh, that could be
if there is such
tasty.
A thing.
But we want to remind everybody to have lots of
drinking. Someone had a special birthday this week.
Someone did indeed.
The Big B Coffee Place.
Happy birthday, Big B! job. Yep. And all of Big B land.
Yep, they're almost legal. They're 15.
Lame.
Sorry.
So did you go out and did you do anything?
Yes.
On that was what, Monday?
That was Monday.
Excellent.
Well, you could go there with a coupon and get a free, like, tall beverage of your choice.
Nice.
So I got myself a nice Americano on the house. That was quite good.
So can I tell you about my latest Big B discovery?
Go on.
Okay, so I went to store number one, which is the original store.
The one next to Crunchy's.
Yes, the 24-hour store. And you know how they have the staff recommendations for, like, latte of the day?
Yes.
I tried this thing called the coconut. Now I can't remember. Oh, the Wilson.
Because of the movie,
yes.
Castaway?
Yes, okay.
Oh my God.
So what it was is it was coconut flavoring and caramel. And do you know what it tasted like?
Coconut and caramel?
A Girl Scout cookie.
Oh, okay.
You know the Samoas? The
yes.
one with coconut and
yes.
Oh my God. People, do yourself a favor. And I think you can get it sugar-free. So if that's your thing, take part. It was delicious.
I'm sweet enough, so I don't need extra sugar. Sorry.
Wah, wah, wah.
Sorry.
Hey, so Monday, have you filled out your census form?
I only just got it. I haven't had time to peruse it and
don't delay.
Cross the T's and dot the I's yet.
You know what's actually really important that everybody fills out their census form?
So they know how many people live in your house?
Yes. Well, there is that. And I don't think you have to count your four-legged friends.
Oh, man. Is there a box to check if you're a Cylon or not?
No.
No.
You're ridiculous.
I am ridiculous. Someone has to be.
No, but it's really important that everybody fills those out and send it back because that actually determines how much money the state gets for like grants and stuff like that.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So it's not Big Brother. And actually the money that they take, they don't like share with government or well, like the law enforcement.
Hey, you can get like a decent like side job doing stuff for them like hourly, like
I think they're still hiring. Well. Yeah, I think they pay up to like $22 an hour.
Yeah, like the lower ones are like 12 or something
16.
An hour. Yeah, and then
it's crazy.
Not a bad gig if you need the extra cash.
Oh, sure.
And it's like only once every 10 years, so.
So I am a Spartan. I know you went to another school, school.
I'm kind of a Spartan now.
Yeah, you've lived here long enough.
That's not what I meant, but all right.
But so and I hate to make jests at the plight of a poor animal, but I don't know if you saw the article in the LSJ on Monday, but Michigan's only Wolverine died.
Wow.
Have you ever seen the t-shirts at MSU football games that say Wolverines, the other white meat?
I don't make a habit of going to football games.
Okay.
They frighten me.
Do you also hate Freedom and puppy dogs?
I'm not going to answer that question.
Anyways, I just, you know, the Wolverine is our state animal.
Yes, it is.
And
but it should be Wolverine, the comic book character.
Oh, my God.
Oh, come on. You know I had to make that joke.
You are killing me.
Yep.
Anyways, I'm sorry for the maize and blue listeners, but, you know, Sparty rocks it all the way. So that's all we're going to say about that.
Are you done?
Also, okay, seriously, you know how Mondays, you know that whole thing from The Office Space? Somebody's
got a case
of the Mondays.
Yeah.
Okay, so you know how Mondays are typically thought of like not a really great day?
Mm-hmm.
So no matter how bad your Monday is, you couldn't have had as bad of a Monday as the guy in Flint.
Because he lives in Flint?
No.
Sorry. Sorry.
Flint's much better than
sorry.
He used to be.
Sorry, that was an easy joke.
So this guy
I'm sorry, Flint.
In Flint, not only did he get carjacked and it, like somebody stole his van, are you ready? They also stole his pants.
Were they at least, like, nice pants?
I don't know, but, like, you do if you lose your pants. It's not like you've got a backup.
It's like that Kramer story in that episode of Seinfeld where he went to go return that pair of pants and he fell down in the mud.
Oh, bless it.
It's like, what were you going to wear on your way home? What are you talking about?
So, kids, no matter how bad your day is, chances are you still have your pants.
That's a whole new meaning of the phrase, keep your pants on.
Anyways, so we've got a pretty rockin' show coming up.
That's right. We got some fun guests.
Who do we got?
We got Rory Nooner.
Rory! What's she going to talk about?
She's going to talk about Google Fiber.
Because we have been talking a lot about that.
That's right.
And there's more
crazy
interesting information coming
up. She's also
going
to talk about biking around town and the importance of non-motor vehicle transportation.
The whole walk and bike Lansing.
That's it. Thank you. And then after that, we got Mr. Tim Nestor, the weather master.
Well, he's more than that. He's a guy that if you turn in early to our show, you hear Tim.
unto thee.
I really have not been master drinking this Tim morning. Master, I promise you.
Pontificating about the appearance of vaporous clouds. I don't know.
No.
I'm done. No. Sorry.
But yeah, Tim Nestor joins us every morning on 9 to 11 here on TalkLansing.net.
That's right,
he does. He's got a great voice.
He does. I'm jealous.
Great voice. And he's on the weather. He's a weather guy on the weekends. So we've got a pretty kick-ass show, and we're looking forward to it. And thanks so much, we have to say, for being with us in our, what, fifth or sixth week? Anyways, this is Lansing Next. We'll be right back after this.
If there's one thing to define successful people in Michigan, it's their ability to look back on their lives and remember those who inspire their goals and dreams. For physicist, nuclear engineer, and Next Energy CEO Keith Cooley, his successful career inspiration was formulated at Pontiac Central with philosophy teacher Mr. Hayner, who taught him a different way to look at the world.
Just gave me that special point of view and helped me to be a different kind of person when it came to understanding how to make good decisions, how to take in data, how to be a success.
So how important is the role that Michigan Education Association teachers play in getting students ready for new economy jobs like those developed by Cooley's Next Energy?
Public school teachers can be immensely helpful in that area.
Today, the teachers and union members of the MEA provide leadership training and education, guiding students to the careers defining our state's future. The MEA, preparing students for the jobs Michigan needs. Learn more at MEA.org.
I'm WLNS Chief Meteorologist David Young. Your forecast for today, we'll see mostly sunny skies. Once again, just those high, thin cirrus clouds. Temperatures very pleasant in the lower 60s. Light northwest winds only around 5 to 10 miles per hour. We move into the overnight hours. Temperatures don't even drop below freezing. Mid-30s for lows. Partly cloudy skies. Few more clouds on Thursday, but warmer for high temperatures in the mid-60s. From the WLNS Weather Center, I'm Chief Meteorologist David Young.
Hey, Rick Comley and the boys are bringing the heat, so why not get something to eat? Jersey Giant Subs. Hi, this is Britt from Jersey Giant Submarines. The only thing faster than a slapshot hockey puck at a Spartan game is Jersey Giant Submarines. 16 different varieties. You name it, we got it. Hey, the only thing bigger than a Jersey Giant Sub is our love for Spartan sports. Jersey Giant Subs, because it's cheaper than taking your family to the boardwalk. 30-second timeout, then you got time to stop by Jersey Giant because we're real good, real food, and real fast. Hi, this is Britt from Jersey Giant Submarines. We know you love us at the game. How about for dinner tonight with a location near you? Hey, the only thing bigger than a Jersey Giant sub is our love for Spartan sports. 16 different varieties. You name it, we got it. Jersey Giant Subs, because it's cheaper than taking your family to the boardwalk.
And we're back. This is Lansing Next on TalkLansing.net. This is Daniel J. Hogan.
And Julie Lynn Gibbons.
All right. And joining us now is Rory Nooner.
Our first guest. Thank you so much for coming and joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being here.
Don't sound so timid. We don't bite.
She does. I can't anymore. I have a court order.
Awkward.
They found my bite marks on too many things across the state.
Just stop.
Is that like tagging?
Yeah, it's a new thing.
That sounded bad.
Instead of geotagging, I just go around and bite stuff, and then people try to find it.
Let's move on.
Yeah, wow, okay.
So, Rory, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
You are kind of playing a lot of influential roles right now.
I suppose.
I think you are. Dan thinks you are.
I always think you are.
Thanks, guys.
And one of those is you're kind of helping the whole Google Fiber project, correct?
Yeah, I've been pitching in. I've been involved in Accelerate Lansing, one of the new emerging young professional organizations in the region. Been pitching in on trying to get this region organized and get people excited about bringing Google Fiber here, having at least trying to convince Google to come here and spend a lot of money on fiber infrastructure for the region.
Well, and it sounds like you guys are doing a pretty kick-butt job because you've already got, according to Facebook, 2,500 members.
Yeah.
When we talked about it a couple weeks ago,
it was like
200.
Okay, 200. Yeah. All right.
Yeah, when we first started, we were like, "Oh, if we can get to 1,000, that'll be exciting."
But we've got to compete because I see groups for Ann Arbor. I see Google Fiber groups for Grand Rapids. You don't look too happy about that.
Yeah, Grand Rapids is showing us up a little bit.
How many members do they have?
I think about 16,000. But they have a fan page, so if you know the nuances of Facebook for groups versus Facebook fan pages.
Yeah.
Not to delve into the...
Is it better to go for a fan page?
Yes.
Yeah, it's easier. Okay. Easier, so
that's what I thought.
If you multiply our group by 8, we're right there with Grand Rapids.
We could redo it. We could redo it.
That's why I made a fan page for myself. You know,
that's it. Yeah. Instead of a group.
Moving on.
Yeah. There are other reasons for that, but anyway.
So how did you? I mean, because it was you and like Joe Manzella and Tremaine Phillips and a couple other people, and really, how did this all come to be?
We saw the announcement about it, me, Tremaine, and Joe, and we sent an email around to each other and said, you know, let's do this. Let's get this moving. And then just kind of started asking questions. We got Kathy Dunbar involved and found out that folks from the city of East Lansing were also moving toward it as usual. And we said, you know what? We need to get everybody around the table. So,
smart.
Yes. So we've gotten groups from around the region, governments from around the region around a table. They've been meeting at LEAP every week, and a lot of emails have been going back and forth, and people are really getting organized.
Isn't that what Kathy said on stage at Ignite Lansing about everyone being at the table?
Yes.
Because I remember her saying, like, for once we have everyone agreeing on something, or at least talking about the same thing and not, like East Lansing, Delta Township, everyone, they're all kind of getting along, I guess.
Absolutely, and I think we talk about regionalism a lot. We talk about the benefits of regionalism, mm-hmm. but this time we're actually doing something about it. People are actually cooperating and working together. Mm-hmm. I think it's really exciting to see. And you know what? I think some of our elected officials, or at least the folks that work for our local governments, are really fired up about it too.
Yeah.
It's exciting to see them having fun working together. So,
it's about time.
Yeah, indeed.
So if Google installed this fiber, would that mean free internet for people around town, or how exactly would that work?
I'm not the right person to ask about how exactly that would work, but what I assume is you'd still have service providers. So Google would be doing more of installing the infrastructure and the actual, I'm not sure how it would work.
It would be like another company coming in and redoing the freeway. We're still paying to use the freeway, which we're not. Okay, this is a bad comparison.
A toll road. Maybe if they built the toll road, you might still have to pay the tolls. Yeah. Right.
I need a better analogy.
But think about how fast it would be.
Yes.
I mean, we've talked about this literally the last three shows.
Yeah.
We've talked about Google.
Yes.
Well, no, we're excited. I mean, as a business owner that depends on the internet to live and make money.
And as someone who goes acute overload 100 times a day.
Yeah.
Yes,
Think about how fast those pictures of kittens will load on your computer.
Oh my God.
Exactly.
Submit your nomination now. Mm-hmm. Talk about acute overload.
I already did.
So that's the thing. So do you have any way of estimating? I mean, I filled out a nomination form. Did you?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. How many, do you have any idea how many people have submitted?
We don't. But everyone I ask has already done it. So I think that's a good sign.
Yeah. Wow.
It's pretty quantitative, isn't it?
And so there's a link to it on the Facebook group.
Yep.
Do you happen to know off the top of your head what the URL is for it?
No, but we do have a website, greaterlansingforgoogle.com.
Okay.
That folks can go to. And there's some help there for you. So if you're not sure what to submit, maybe you don't think that cute overload downloads is the most compelling reason. It might be your most compelling reason, but you don't think that people will think that's credible. We'll give you some sample talking points and also give you some more information on what we're up to.
I think I mentioned our show and my nomination thing, like how we talked about it and how we rely on the internet to get our news out there,
mm-hmm.
you know, being a broadband sort of avenue, I suppose.
Yeah, so anyone out there, whether you're just a resident, whether you run a nonprofit or a community group, get out there and fill out a nomination.
And so in terms of the Facebook group, too, do you think they're going to be looking at the size of the Facebook group?
We'd hope so. So
people should invite their friends?
They should definitely invite their friends. Yes, please.
I think I seriously invited like 300 people.
Thank you.
Because you know like 1,000 people on Facebook. That's like nothing. I only have like 290 friends total on Facebook.
Yeah, I think Julie Lynn knows half of Facebook.
That's been a reoccurring joke. Every episode.
I don't know about that. I actually know people that work for Facebook, but
well, there you go.
They can't make it.
See, case in point.
Anyways, moving on. So besides the Google Fiber stuff, though, you're kind of a big deal with this whole walk and bike thing. And I realize you may dispute that, but in my opinion, you are in fact a big deal. So talk about the bike. Talk about the
walk. She rode her bike here. I almost hit her. And
yeah, you did. I did take a little bit of a dangerous turn in front of you, though.
Yeah.
It's trying to beat you.
Yeah. Well, I don't blame you.
Don't tell the people that run the station, okay?
I am merely speaking in jest.
Right, right. So what about the walk and bike stuff?
There's a lot of exciting initiatives underway. Walk and Bike Lansing is a task force that the mayor convened in 2005, and I've had the luxury, the privilege,
or that.
Being a part of that. And we meet once a month, and then people are involved kind of over email. And we're just trying to make this a more walk, bicycle-friendly, livable, sustainable, healthier community. A couple of things going on right now. Lansing applied to be designated as a bicycle-friendly community, which is a it's a program.
How do you do that?
It's a sort of a self-assessment tool. So you go through this list. The League of American Bicyclists, a national organization that promotes bicycling, has a very extensive menu of things that you have to look through. Different policies. Have folks from city government fill out. So we applied for that. We'll find out in the next couple of months.
That's cool.
We're excited about that.
Now, would that mean more like bike lanes? Like, would there be a bike lane in Saginaw?
Saginaw and Oakland are MDOT roads.
So that's a whole other can of worms.
That's a whole other can of worms, yes.
yeah, that's kind of like potholes. Let's not talk about it.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. Sorry.
The award will help us guide future investments and I think get people excited about bicycling in Lansing and some recognition for all the great work that's been done.
Yeah. I have a lot of friends who, you know, once nicer out there and they bike as many places as they can.
Yeah.
You've lived here your whole life.
I've not lived here my whole life, but I grew up here.
You grew up here.
Yeah.
And you came back.
I came back.
Wow.
I'm a boomeranger.
Really?
That's what they call it, isn't it?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah. I did an article on those people with capital gains.
Do you see the funny look she's giving you right
now?
The boomerangers?
Yeah.
The rangers.
So why'd you come back? Because you went to school at Yale.
Yeah.
And you went to school in Chicago.
Yep. I lived in Chicago for a while.
Chicago's kind of a cool town.
Chicago's a great town.
Mm-hmm.
So why'd you come back?
They have good pizza.
They have pretty good pizza. We're going to have some great pizza this week when Gino's Pizza opens up
formerly
again.
Formerly Izzo's?
Yeah, formerly Izzo's.
I've been trying to get a hold of them and do a story on them for capital gains, but I haven't had any luck.
Just go right in. Door's open.
Where are they going to be at?
The old Meadows joint.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Right next to the tavern.
Yep. Nice.
Yeah. Right by Clem's Collectibles, so I can like go buy my issue of Batman and then go buy a slice of pizza. I'm awesome.
Oh, Dan.
Yeah.
Okay, so you came back. Why?
I'm from here and I have family here, and honestly, this is a great city, a great region. I think it's very quality of life is very high. You can be a young professional and, you know, make a meager wage and pay student loans and still live, I think, a pretty impressive lifestyle.
Yeah.
My friends that still live in Chicago are like, oh, you bought a house? things like that. Things that just wouldn't be feasible in a community like Chicago, yet there's still a lot of the arts and culture and entertainment options.
Cool.
Yeah.
And what's your day job? Because your day job's kind of related to what you're working on with, like, walk and bike stuff.
Yeah. I work for a national organization called the Safe Routes to School National Partnership, where we try to promote more children to get out and walk and bicycle to school.
And the First Lady's doing a lot of that.
She is doing a lot of that.
Michelle?
Trying to fight obesity. And
good for her.
That's why they're growing a garden. And
is it a victory garden?
Maybe.
Is it a hope garden?
Did we win?
I don't know.
Are we hopeful?
That's good point. I've never heard that one before. All right, so we've only got about a minute left. So tell us, when you get off work, where do you bike to go get a drink? And by the way, is it safer? It probably is, by default, safer to bike to wherever you're going to drink, right?
I'm not going to necessarily condone drunk bicycling.
Yeah, I
didn't say drunk bicycling. Just said, you know, it's safer than having a motor vehicle.
Bicycle advocates like to say that the same rules of the road apply to them, which the same rights also that apply. So I'll say that, you know, as long as you're drinking responsibly and then bicycling, same rules as you would have if you're driving an automobile.
So if you were going to bike to a bar, where would you go?
At the moment, until May 1st, probably Michigan Brewing Company.
Okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then up the River Trail.
And then after May 1st?
Wow. It's a wild, wild world.
The world is your oyster.
Crunchies.
It's time to start shucking.
Crunchies. Ooh. I'm excited about crunchies.
Yeah.
Yeah. Green do you do the whole bucket of beer thing?
No, I just buy the really expensive small beers, you know.
Craft brews.
Oh, wow. It's the way to go. Wow. Well, thank you so much for joining us. We'll post a link to the Google Fiber stuff and the Walk and Bike stuff. And this has been Rory Nooner joining us on Lansing Next on TalkLansing.net. We'll be right back after this.
This is TalkLansing.net, internet services provided by ACD.net of Lansing. Our broadcast stream is powered by Liquid Web.
CNN Radio, I'm Jim Ribble. Wholesale prices fell more in February than generally expected. CNN's Carter Evans reports on the latest government numbers.
The producer price index fell 0.6%. Analysts say the numbers give the Fed more room to keep interest rates low for a while without worrying about inflation.
The Pope has finished writing his official statement on the child abuse scandal facing the Catholic Church in Ireland. He says he will sign it Friday. The Pope says he hopes it'll help the healing process. Police say a Kentucky man high on marijuana and drunk on whiskey put his infant son in an oven and left him there overnight. The oven was not turned on. The door was slightly open. The baby is okay. The Pew Center on the States reports that for the first time in nearly 40 years, the number of state prisoners in the U.S. has dropped. Two suicide attackers dressed as women tried to blow up a relief agency in southern Afghanistan, but police killed them before they could detonate their bombs. The most trusted name in news. This is CNN Radio.
Your forecast for today, plenty of sunshine around once again. Mild weather, we'll see highs in the lower 60s. Light northwest breezes today, only 5 to 10 miles per hour. For the overnight hours, the mild weather continues. Look for low temperatures only in the mid-30s. Thursday, we'll have a few more clouds around, but still plenty of sunshine, and temperatures continue that warming trend. Look for highs climbing into the mid-60s. From the WLNS Weather Center, I'm Chief Meteorologist David Young.
Hi, I'm Mike, and this is my better half.
I'm Amanda.
She joined the YMCA because she likes to stay fit and look good.
And he joined because I made him.
Actually, I joined so we'll have lots and lots of great years together.
Aww.
And not spend lots and lots of money.
That is a plus.
The YMCA of Lansing offers personalized health and fitness plans for any age and lifestyle. You can lead a healthier life. The how is the why. Visit your nearest YMCA or call 827-YMCA and join today.
Welcome back to Lansing Next on TalkLansing.net. This is Julie Lynn Gibbons.
And I'm Daniel J. Hogan.
And we are back for our third segment. This is pretty exciting because, I mean, Rory's pretty fabulous on her own.
She is.
But I think we can mash it with TalkLansing.net.
Mash? Are you talking about doing a mashup between Rory and Tim?
I need to
unmute. Because I would listen to that. That'd be pretty cool.
It could be weird. Tim Nestor, welcome to the show.
Hello, star of stage, screen, and whatever. Yes. Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
No problem. You know, between hearing you 5 days a week before our show starts
here
on Talk Lansing, and then I've spotted you sometimes on the news on the weekends.
I am the weather guy on WILX TV 10 and Fox 47 on the weekends. Sometimes it's.
Do people yell at you?
You know what? The last couple of weeks have been sunshine and 50s. So now in February it was a dark, cold month, and even my wife wouldn't talk to me. But hey, no.
I mean, it's really not your fault, right? You're just reading the tea leaves.
I'm just the eye candy. You know, that's what it.
And so humble.
Yeah, you know, no, it's an interesting little gig, and I like doing it. And people like hearing about sunshine. And
so you're technically not a meteorologist. Is that someone else?
I am a forecaster with 6.5 years of experience.
Okay.
So basically I've had a master's degree education in weather. I mean, I know how to read computer models and talk about invection.
Will you talk
and,
about tornadoes if they happen?
I have done that in the past. Generally speaking, since I'm there predominantly on the weekends, they have other people who are going to come in for severe weather.
Okay.
So, you know, you get the...
I don't do tornadoes.
Yeah.
FYI. If I'm watching, I don't want to hear about it.
She's got a fear of women on bicycles and, you know, no, little dogs.
Just tornadoes. Ask my siblings sometimes. They could tell you some funny stories.
When I was... I actually grew up in Lansing, but I spent 2 years of my life in Purgatory / Indiana.
Purgatory, Indiana?
It was called Logansport. Oh, it's this little city in the middle part of Indiana, and it's the great sucking black hole of culture.
Wow.
And it was, their claim to fame was twofold. They had the state mental hospital for the criminally insane. And
reserving my comments.
They had the nation's largest pork packing plant just to the east of it.
Wow.
So it was farm country
It must have smelled
actually,
pretty
you know
good.
What? If you think about it, an anagram of Logan's Port could in fact be Purgatory, minus a letter or two.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't think there's a Y in Logan's Port.
I tried.
Yeah, so I got paroled and I'm back here in Michigan.
But the reason we wanted to have you on, because you're fabulous and we get to listen to you before, you know.
Hopefully you learn something. And
are entertaining. Yeah. Informative and entertaining, for sure.
Learn about highs and lows and Arctic insurgences.
And palm trees and palm pixies.
Indeed.
And all the smartphones. Because you're kind of a gadget nerd like us.
I'm getting to be. You know, the thing about it is, I just got the palm pre-upgrade thing, the smartphone. This is the first smartphone that I've had. And I'm not a technical idiot. You know, I'm not like one of those yokel people who are like, hey, look, there's TV on the phone there. I'm relatively savvy. I've worked around technology my entire life. I still have like childlike wonderment at stuff like this. And I hope I never lose that. Because it's just amazing. Sometimes I'll be, you know, sending an email on this. And then the second after, I'm like, there's no way that I could have even imagined doing this when I was 16.
Yeah.
It's like Flash Gordon stuff. So I have an appreciation
for
it.
Or Dick Tracy stuff, too.
Exactly.
Depending on what you're into.
Now, if I can get a watch that like unfolds into it, that would be really cool.
Thank you for getting that reference.
Yeah.
Because she never gets any references like that.
About comics. I don't read comics. I read like Archie. And
That's not a real comic. Well, okay, kind of. Jughead has his moments, but whatever.
So we wanted to have you on because you actually, this is our adopted hometown.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You actually grew up here?
I grew up here. I went to DeWitt.
And minus 2 years in Purgatory.
Yep. I moved around a little bit, and I spent my entire adolescence, kind of growing up, waiting to get out of Lansing and waiting to get out of Michigan. Because in a lot of ways, I was frustrated about things that had nothing to do with the town.
You didn't
want
to go to work at the GM plant?
Well, that was part of it, too. And there just wasn't a scene here, really. And even if you go back 10 years, outside of East Lansing, there wasn't a scene. And East Lansing, it's a bunch of college kids getting drunk and throwing up on your shoes. That was pretty much what it was.
That's what she's into, though.
Well, I tell you what, if you're into that thing.
No, not so much anymore.
Yeah, Mount Pleasant's a lot better area for that now than East Lansing is.
Not as young as I used to be, that's for certain.
You know, so it's been really kind of gratifying to see that sort of grow and engage. And the longer I spent away from home, the more I realized that Lansing's my home. And there's one place that I'm supposed to be, and it's the state of Michigan. And I have an older brother who lives in South Carolina who wanted to stay around Lansing, who ended up moving to South Carolina and is never moving back.
Really?
And he seems really happy there, and good for him.
It's humid.
Having visited there, I don't want to live there.
No.
I don't want to live outside of my home state. This is home for me, and I love the area of Lansing. I love the area of Ludington in the summer. Love the area of Frankenmuth. My favorite places in the world are all in Michigan. And
good reason to stay.
It's home, and I hope my kids are this happy when they get older. So
I'm looking forward to going back up to the UP in the summer as a vacation. I'm
yes.
not from there, but just as a vacation thing.
Yes.
He's going for the pasties.
Hey, whatever.
I like just going so I can do the accent up there. You know, it's... Because I'll just... Oh? The last time I was up there, we were in a place called Paradise up there.
Which
is at the edge of the universe.
It really is.
Yes, yeah. It's like two buildings. I've been there.
But I remember sitting on a porch like at a general store, believe it or not.
I probably saw that same store.
And I was having a beer with one of the owners of it. And, I mean, literally just hearing in the back of my head, I bought my Ford in 1954, but I've changed the oil religiously. You know, it's...
So you want to hear something funny?
I totally dig that accent.
I was in Seattle a couple days ago, and I totally got called out for sounding like I was from Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, what?
Yeah.
No, I take offense to that. If anything, I'm from Michigan.
Right.
And the Upers have their own accent.
Right.
Like, right. They really do. So I don't walk around saying, don't you know, yeah. But I could.
I do just for emphasis sometimes. But, I mean, I always look at it as Minnesota stole the Uper accent. They so did. That's how I look at it. But.
So you're on Talk Lansing, mm-hmm. 5 days a week.
Yep. I was. Mm-hmm. I worked in radio for about 15 years.
9 to 11.
9 to 11, weekday mornings. Entertaining, engaging, and educational.
And, you know, you don't rant, but you make good points.
I rant every once in a while. But I'm a talk show host. That's kind of what I do. So
you're supposed to be verbose. Yeah. And, you know.
The thing about it is I've worked in talk radio now for 15 years.
Yeah.
And the longer I've been at it, the more I've seen it go from what it used to be, which was really news and information,
yeah.
And to me, in a lot of ways, pretty boring. Of, you know, here's what happened at the city council meeting, here, hog futures, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Which is, there's a place for that.
Right.
Though I think it's, generally speaking, for 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And then it's transferred over to all this hard right or hard left,
yeah.
Ranting and raving, and liberals are stupid, and conservatives are the devil. And I'm kind of disgusted with my own medium in a lot of ways, because there wasn't a person in the middle who could say, listen, both of you go to bed because it's time for it's time for the adults to talk.
Time out.
I don't want to point fingers and I don't want to blame anymore. I want to fix it and I want to fix it now. And both of you are hurting that progress. Mm. So go to your corners for it's time for people who are going to do something as opposed to pissing and moaning about
sure.
it to get it done. And that's kind of what I wanted to sort of image my show about is. There is a place for almost every point of view, as long as you come to the table willing to accept the fact that the person sitting across from you has a perfectly relevant and in many ways correct point of view as well.
Yeah.
And if you can talk that out, and if you can come to a discussion and find common ground, you usually get things done. Talk radio, I think, has missed a lot of that, because it all becomes about one-sided arguments.
Well, think about it. How many people our age actually listen to talk radio, because it's basically just turned into
if you are a partisan,
right?
Quite a few,
right?
But there's a lot of people our age that listen to podcasts that
right.
are not they're non-political
yes.
stuff. Like
right.
you'll have people who are like dedicated listeners of like the Lost podcast
mm-hmm.
or you know Kevin Smith, his the director, his podcast.
Yeah.
That's still talk radio. It's just in a different medium.
And that's you know one of the things that I love about the venture that we've got going on here with Talk Lansing is it's kind of what's next anyway. Eventually, all of your medium is going to be run through broadband internet.
Right.
Whether it's
if not faster.
Yeah, whether it's an old-timey radio station, a TV station, whatever, it's all going to have a common place there.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's great that we're into it first because we get to sort of carve out our own niche before everybody gets crowding around.
Yeah.
And it's always good to be part of the future as opposed to part of the past. So.
Tim, today's St. Patrick's Day.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any favorite bar you're going to?
Have you been to any bar?
Have you been there yet?
There's probably not a bar in Lansing I haven't been to.
No, I mean this morning.
Not yet.
Okay.
Not yet.
you waited till after your bars, show was over?
I mean, I brought the bottle in this. No, not bars specifically.
That's okay. Last week we joked about bringing scotch to help us get through the show.
Well, you have to every once in a while.
Every once in a while.
Yeah. Helps lubricate the system.
talked about.
I'm headed out a little bit. I'm not going to go crazy, but I'm hitting a couple of different places and catching up with friends. I have two kids at home, so I have to be good and get back
responsible
and be super daddy later on. Yeah, I'm going to hit Arts Bar at some point, have a beer with a couple people. MBC, which is kind of my new favorite place downtown.
Yeah, me too.
Which I found just happens to be the second they built it, I was like, well, finally, you know,
they just don't have the gin that the Weberville does.
They don't yet.
I want the gin.
They don't yet.
Facebook petition yeah. now started.
But there's Tropo downtown. There's all sorts of places. You know, I kind of miss 621 when it used to be up on Michigan Avenue. It's
yeah.
been closed for a couple of years.
Never
now.
Got in there when it was open.
The downside of it is a great location, great atmosphere. You know, food wasn't fantastic, and it always smelled like day old vomit because it was. They had so much live music and
yeah.
a little too much drinking was going.
Reminds
on.
Me of my college days. Well, I think. Yeah.
Well, so, okay, we have to wrap up, but
okay.
What can people expect to hear on your show?
You know, it's going to be fun. I want it to be informative. I do a lot of politics, but I also do a lot of news stories. One of the things that geeks me is new emerging technology.
Cool.
So a couple of days ago, we did this carbon nanotube story about how things literally the size of your thumbnail will be generating electricity in the future. So you learn about it a little bit, you laugh a little bit, and you have a place for an open discussion as opposed to a one-sided view.
Cool. So. Sounds like fun. It's Tim Nestor.
9 to 11 every weekday here on TalkLansing.net.
We'll be right back after this.
Every business needs access to legal advice and assistance, but for a lot of small businesses, the cost can be a real disincentive. Here at TalkLansing.net, our access to legal advice, information, and assistance is just a phone call away through the provider law firms of prepaid legal services. For about the cost of a cup of coffee a day, we can pick up the phone and talk with experienced attorneys about the legal issues that face every small business and not worry about getting a bill in the mail. If you're a small business owner, stop struggling and start protecting and growing your business. A prepaid legal business plan does for business consulting and legal needs what medical insurance does for your health needs. A prepaid legal plan is easy to implement. No long-term contract, no claim forms, no deductibles. You simply register by completing the online application and your coverage begins immediately. For more information, go to TalkLansing.net and click on the prepaid legal business link. This is Walt Sorg and I'm an independent associate of Prepaid Legal Services Incorporated.
Your forecast for today, plenty of sunshine around once again. Mild weather. We'll see highs in the lower 60s. Light northwest breezes today, only 5 to 10 miles per hour. For the overnight hours, the mild weather continues. Look for low temperatures only in the mid-30s. Thursday, we'll have a few more clouds around, but still plenty of sunshine, and temperatures continue that warming trend. Look for highs climbing into the mid-60s. From the WLNS Weather Center, I'm Chief Meteorologist David Young.
Healthy, strong, stress-free, and mindful. Four important things the HGB Wellness Center will teach through its exciting new four-part lecture series. The series is free of charge and guaranteed to inspire and enlighten participants. These one-hour presentations will be offered twice daily at noon and 4:30 p.m. on Tuesdays, March 16th and 30th, and Tuesdays, April 13th and 27th. Topics include healthy lifestyles, strength training, stress and relaxation, and mindful eating. Through this series, the staff and professionals at HGB Wellness will be making health a priority, helping you build a better body, bringing you a much-needed sigh of relief, and teaching you how to pay attention to the food you eat. All programs will be held at the former Felposh Grocery Store at 800 West Lawrence Street. Reservations are required and space is limited. To reserve your seat for one or all four of these life-changing lectures, call 517-541-5839 today.
And we're back. This is Lansing Next on TalkLansing.net. This is Daniel J. Hogan.
And Julia Lynn Gibbons. And didn't we just have some, like, really awesome guests?
We had the best guests we've had all day.
Oh, man. You are a bit much.
A bit much.
Even for me.
Yeah.
So,
not too many women can say that.
Oh, wow. Wow. Okay, quick, move on.
Okay,
quick.
Moving on. So I saw Alice in Wonderland last week.
That's the Tim Burton movie?
Yeah, it's in 3D.
What did you think?
Story-wise, I liked it. Visually, like as far as like the design and what was going on, I liked it. I'm not 100% on the whole 3D thing. Like that movie...
it was 3D?
Yeah, well, we saw it in 3D and... I don't know if that was originally shot for 3D or they just kind of went for it after the fact.
Yeah.
But.
Here's the deal. I really liked Avatar, right? But the storyline, kind of meh.
Well, yeah.
But at 3 hours, I was starting to get a little bit of a headache from the 3D.
It was intense. Yeah.
I'm not complaining. I'm just saying it was a lot.
Yeah, and Alice in Wonderland, thankfully, was considerably shorter. And... like I said, the story was fun. It was weird, but a good weird, which I liked. You know, it was Tim Burton weird, which is good. So it was fun. I mean, just I wasn't totally sold on the 3D aspect of everything. Like I was like, okay, this I don't see really why I paid the extra money for this to be 3D. It's not really doing that much to make it kind of worthwhile. I'm just afraid. Instead of it being like an event sort of thing, it's just becoming an everyday gimmick sort of thing.
Yeah,
where they're making
everything—they're
making everything 3D that they can to milk it while they can. So,
I saw a movie not in the theater, but I really wanted to see. It's the new—well, it's not so new anymore, but it's Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Mm-hmm.
And Bill, I think you say Nighy?
Yeah.
Nighy?
I know what you mean.
Yeah. Pirate Radio. Have you seen it?
Interesting enough, Mr. Bill was, he was Davy Jones in the Pirates of the Caribbean films.
Oh, really?
Yep. He just has all that stuff on his face. You can't tell it's him.
Oh. It was actually really good.
Yeah.
It was loosely based on actual history.
Yeah, because wasn't it where they couldn't broadcast in England, but they broadcasted from a boat out in the water because they were outside the jurisdiction. Originally, the movie was titled The Boat That Rocked, but they changed it to Pirate Radio right before they released it. Yeah.
That's kind of cool.
Mm-hmm.
So did you... did you see about this girl that started this business out of LCC?
Yeah, I did. That sounds pretty neat.
Her name's Angela Voss, and she, we actually read about this in Capital Gains. She pioneers a full service recycling for businesses. So basically, like the stuff that businesses can't normally recycle, she's recycling it.
Like toasters? Can they recycle
toasters?
Well,
I'm thinking like different types of glass.
Oh, okay, right.
And weird like paper.
Batteries and that kind of weird stuff.
Yeah. I mean, it's called Mission Green, which, I mean, obviously being green is pretty trendy nowadays.
Right.
So, I don't know. I think that's awesome. I interviewed
the owner of Mackerel Sky because they just moved like 100 paces to the left or something like that.
Oh, they had a small store.
Yeah. They're a little bigger, but he told me they were... focusing on being green, like as far as lighting and other
Smart.
Such stuff. Yeah, so it's pretty neat.
Smart. So have you? Are you a member of this Facebook group, Let's Save Michigan?
I am not.
Have you heard about it?
No.
So it's actually really cool. Right now they've got nearly 5,000 fans. And basically the short of it is that it's a campaign, not like a campaign that we think of, like a political campaign.
Right.
It's a movement, really, to get Michiganders involved in creating more vibrant and attractive cities, which I think really dovetails nicely on Rory's,
right.
You know, what she's doing.
Having
Google
cities
Fire,
that are walkable
and what
and bikeable.
Accelerate Lansing is doing. Yep. Yeah. And so they just had a poster contest to vote for kind of their theme. Like all these people submitted all these really amazing posters and everything like that are going to be displayed at the Detroit Institute of Arts, which is a really nice museum. Have you been
there?
Yes,
that's my old stomping ground. You know, I've been there plenty of times. I was there most recently for it was the Monet to Dali exhibit, back in early 2009.
Yeah.
But it was something. It was called something like that. But I thought it was like just those two guys.
Yeah.
But it ended up being retrospective of all these different artists, so they had like one Dali painting.
Huh.
But it was still a good show. I mean, I'm glad I went.
That's cool. Well, if anybody's interested, you can go to letsavemichigan.com. And when I first heard about the campaign, I was a little conflicted because I was like, are we really saving Michigan? Or are we just promoting Michigan? Like, I don't feel like Michigan's just like dying off.
No.
Entity. Anyways, needless to say, potatoes, potatoes. It's a really cool site, and it talks about how basically this is a group of people. It's not partisan. It's not, you know, specific to one ideology. It's just really about how do we re-energize and rework Michigan so that not only works for us, but it's like just a really great place to live. And we've got people coming back to Michigan instead of sending them out, which, you know, frankly, let's face it. Every city from Lansing to Grand Rapids to Muskegon could really use that.
Yeah.
So, anyways, we're going to post a link to it on our Facebook page.
I'm all about giving places a facelift or
and
whatever.
Twitter.
Yep.
And obviously, you know, when you invite folks to the Google Fiber group, you should invite them to this group as well, because that would be fabulous. So, we got to cut away for commercial. What's coming up on the next break?
Next break, we got our always favorite, What's on Your iPod?
You know, my song got a lot of love last week.
Yeah, okay. Whatever. You and your... Glee Mafia.
It was fabulous.
And then some other fun stuff about different things going on around town. But anyway, this is Lansing Next on TalkLansing.net.
It's time for the wearing of the green. Jim Fordyce, the world's largest leprechaun here, inviting you to join me for St. Patrick's Day in Williamston. We will be broadcasting live from Gracie's Place at 151 South Putnam from 3 until 7 to celebrate the Irish and the good people of Williamston. You can expect guests to drop by from all over town, including my pals from the Williamston Theater and the owner of Gracie's Place, Dawn Marie. And since Wednesday is already Chamber of Commerce Day on my afternoon, I will have the chamber folks there ready to tell a tall tale or two about the town. Food and beverage from all over Williamston will be served beginning at 5, but drop by early if you want to watch the radio show from the beginning. It all takes place Wednesday, March 17th at Gracie's Place, 151 South Putnam Street in downtown Williamston. Call 655-1100 if you need more information or directions. And I will see you in Williamston on St. Patrick's Day.
Welcome back to the final segment at TalkLansing.net. This is Lansing Next with Julie Lynn Gibbons.
And I'm Daniel J. Hogan.
So whatever you want to say about my song, you can go ahead and say, because at the end of the day...
Are you talking about last week?
Yeah.
Are you talking about last week's installment of What's on Your iPod?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I got way more love for Glee's Don't Stop Believin' than you did for... I don't even know what you played.
David Bowie? You're not knocking David Bowie.
I'm just saying I got more love. Step up.
People are crazy.
Or step off, I guess, really.
Wow.
Wow, that just happened.
I'll play some Venom next week and you'll see some love.
No! Okay, so, since we're talking about it, we might as well get to it.
To What's on Your iPod?
Ding, 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 ding.
Dun, dun, dun.
So what is on your iPod for St. Paddy Day,
well,
Mr. Hogan?
In the spirit of the day, I have a little bit of Irish music. This is the Pogues doing their version.
I do love the Pogues.
Their version of the traditional Irish song, Irish Rover.
I'm jigging. Can you see me?
Yes, and I want you to stop.
It's not as easy in a chair.
This is like an old-timey Irish maybe drinking song, I suppose. It talks about people from Ireland coming over to the States. And they actually mentioned my family's last name in it in one part because they mentioned...
The Hogans?
No, there was Hogan from County Tyrone. You know, they list all these, you know, family names and stuff.
Nice.
So
I listened to the Pogues when I was in Ireland, by the way.
Well, they're like the national anthem over there.
No, but
they?
We like purposely played them.
Good.
All right.
It's
all
like,
right.
I'm going to Canada. I better make sure to bring my Rush mixtape.
Shut up. So speaking of... awesome songs. This is not for St. Paddy's Day, but it's on my iPod, and I've been jiving to it.
Oh, boy.
And it's an old school. Right About Now. Do you know who this is?
No.
Oh, my God. Listen up. Ready? You're going to feel it. Be prepared.
Is it Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch?
Just enjoy it. That's right.
Oh, yeah.
It
this
is
song.
Rob Bass and DJ Eazy's, and this is It Takes Two. You know you're old?
You are old.
When somebody hears it and they go, oh, that's the song from Mrs. Doubtfire. And I was like,
you know where I know this song from? And you're going to love this. When I go to these conventions as, you know, as a guest author, panelist, there's this one guy named Luke Ski. He does these parodies of songs, kind of like a Weird Al type of thing. And he does a cover of this, but it's about Doctor Who. And he says it takes who or whatever.
Oh.
It's hilarious. It's great stuff. Come on, you love it.
Anyways.
It's a good show.
That was a good song.
You're a good song.
Wow. Wow, I don't even know how to respond to that. So let's move on, shall we?
Yes, we shall.
So guess what has opened up? Oh my God!
The gates of hell.
No.
Oh.
Do you like ice cream?
I love ice cream.
I mean, ice cream for me is more seasonally appropriate. I'm not really...
I could eat ice cream 365, 24/7.
You are way too white to say it like that.
Whatever.
Tasty Twist. It's reopened.
Oh, you're talking about ice cream?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, it reopened. It had to move. Remember how it was on Grand River?
Yes, I remember someone
now had to move down
explaining that to me. Yes,
yeah,
that's right.
So it was like in the same location for like 57 years.
Yeah.
And it's back.
It's back with a vengeance.
You going?
Yeah, I'll go.
The Twist? Yeah. You don't even call it Tasty Twist. You just go to the Twist.
The Twist?
Okay, Gramps. Anyways, welcome back to the Tasty Twist. It is, in fact, a delicious
twist
treat.
Twist on an old favorite.
Oh, wow. Wow. Bring it back. Bring it back.
Will they dip it in chocolate?
If you want. And if you're really nice, they'll give you sprinkles on
it. I don't want sprinkles. They just take up space.
Nice.
They get in the way of the chocolate.
Nice. Anyways, you can find it in the old...
You know, some people call those Jimmies.
Yes.
I never knew that till like a couple, like a year or so.
I don't think of that when I hear the word Jimmy's.
I don't either, which is why I was shocked when someone told me that.
And over 11,000 people have joined that Facebook group.
Well, there you go.
They're, save the twisties.
They best be all going to buy some ice cream. Pretty much. That's a lot of cones.
Pretty much. No. So, so rock and roll. So, mm-hmm. what else you got going on this week after you recover from your St. Paddy's Day bout?
Well, you know, all kinds of things, various stuff. My pal, Mr. Comedian Malik. Known as Angry Black Man. That's his act, whatever you want to call it. Yeah, that's what it's labeled as. He has a show this weekend at the Creole Gallery. And
he's pretty good?
Yeah, he's hilarious. Hmm. We're trying to get him on the show, but due to his busy schedule, that's taking some finagling.
But it's hard being a big deal.
It is. Yeah, mm-hmm. It's definitely hard being popular, and it is Saturday at 7 o'clock at Creole Gallery in the Old Town.
Cool.
And I think it's not just him, as he explained it to me. It's quite a few other comedians, so check it out.
Wow.
And also this weekend we got the Maple Syrup Festival down at the Fenner Nature Center.
Woo!
Yeah.
Do you tap trees?
I don't know.
Have you done it before?
I'm not allowed to talk about that. There's a court. It's a sealed record.
Wow.
Involving me tapping trees.
Wow.
But it should be a good time. Get some maple syrup. Have some sticky fun, you know?
Okay. All right. Anyways, thanks to everyone who joined us on Facebook and Twitter this week. We're going to try to get the podcast up a little sooner this week. We had some technical difficulties last week.
Mm-hmm. Thanks for tuning in.
Hope that everyone has a really fun and safe St. Paddy's Day. Till next week, this is Lansing Next on TalkLansing.net. Take care.